Exercise number 3, Symposium of Thought. As you turn to any page in the Symposium of Thought that is a response from a great being, from 1 to 13 as it's recorded, when you read that response, draw your own frequency lines that will indicate for you the speed, the volume, the intonation, the meaning, the level of consciousness, and the effect that those words have on you. And each person will receive that individually and uniquely. And then you take those frequency wave lines that you've drawn and you overlay them onto the next page in that compendium. So that should it be number 6, it then overlays onto number 7. And then you'll have two frequency lines intersecting as you read number 7. And with those two frequency lines, you overlay them into number 8. And then you have 3. And so on and so forth until you have a collation of a symposium of thought with frequency lines and waves that show you diversity in meaning, connectivity in the great river of consciousness or thought that we are all part of. And then you take one page, one blank page, and without thought, mark your own frequency wave onto that. And write your great response from the essence of that which you are in this now. From the depths of your being, as if you were in front of 100,000 extraordinary entities, none of whom you really know, but everything that you do know, and you provide your truth, your knowingness, without filter, fear, or concern. And you deliver those words to the great symposium of thought so that you become one of they. And we wait to hear from you. Because as you write those words and you include them at the back of this section, you're writing yourself into the history books, the light frequency books, the Tower of Knowledge, your story. One page, the essence of you, and a frequency wave that it travels with, as a gift for all consciousness in this moment. And this is why we gather.